Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so the Texans, this is the situation. The Texans are 3-point underdogs in Tennessee. As we talked about in the open, that would seem to be a line that would indicate that your quarterback, your starting quarterback, is not playing in that game. The Titans are one of the worst five or six teams in football. As bad as the Texans have played recently, and by recently I mean on Christmas, as bad as they played offensively all season long, they should not be an underdog to the Tennessee Titans on any field anywhere, including what will probably be a hapless, lifeless Nashville on Sunday. So there's that. Here's where they're at, Seth, with the playoffs and the standings. They cannot change their lot in life. They are now the four seed. That losing to the Ravens cemented that. They are the four seed in the postseason. There is a 75% chance. That sounds a little high to me, by the way. A 75% chance that they face the Steelers in the opening round of the playoffs. And the reason I say that sounds high to me, the Steelers play the Bengals in Week 18. The Bengals are one of the hottest teams in football right now. If the Steelers lose and the Chargers beat, I believe they play the Raiders. They do. Yeah. They play the Raiders, which feels like an incentivized Chargers team. As hard as the Raiders have been playing under Antonio, they're bad, but they've been playing hard under Antonio Pierce. that doesn't sound like something that has a 25% chance of happening, like the Steelers losing and the Chargers winning. The Chargers play a bad team. The Steelers play what I think is a good team, or the Bengals are a good team right now. They've won four in a row, and they are scoring points out the wazoo. That said, the computers are saying it's 75%. I would say it's the favorite, but 75% sounds a little bit high to me.
Right, so it's let's just say it's a toss-up between those
Chargers,
two teams.
Steelers,
it's going to be one of those. I do. There's a part of me that, if you want to make it as simple as the quarterbacks and his style of play and everything else goes with that, Russell Wilson's just still got too many blemishes in his game.
Yeah.
And that overall, even though they've done some good things offensively, I don't think it's anything that they can bank on. The fear would be, all right, but Russell Wilson to George Pickens, they've unleashed some bombs versus some good defenses, and the Texans' defense will generally play really, really well, except for the plays where they play atrociously.
Yeah.
And I could totally envision George Pickens having two long touchdowns against the Texans. But on the sum total of it, I just respect Justin Herbert more as a quarterback. And, you know, both those. The Chargers defense is good, but the Steelers defense is the Steelers defense. That's the only thing that swings me back over towards the Pittsburgh side.
Well, I think a big thing with Pittsburgh is the games at NRG Stadium. If they play the Chargers, it'll be a home field advantage. If they play the Steelers, it's going to be half the crowd's going to be Steeler fans.
Yeah, oh, good call.
And I'm with you. Like, in the grand scheme of things, I think I'd rather play Pittsburgh and Russell Wilson. Especially, I'm probably a little traumatized after watching from beginning to end the Chargers and the Patriots, because it was our good friend Ross Tucker doing the color commentary on that game. Watched the entire game. The Chargers just steamroll a bad Patriots team. So I'm like, ooh, this doesn't look like a team I'd want to play in the first round of the playoffs right now if I'm the Houston Texans. That's the only thing that's keeping me a little bit tentative about the Steelers is just what it's going to be the complete opposite of what the wild card round game was last year against the Browns, where it was one of those environments for Texan fans where you were like, wow, they're back. This feels like 2011 all over again.
What is the percentage chance that it's the Ravens? It's like 5%.
It's like 5%. Right? Yeah.
Okay, we need that. I need that ticket to come in. If it's the Ravens, I cannot handle the week leading up to that game and the amount of pessimism and or just flat out apathy we're going to get from our listeners, or just the appropriate and justified doom and gloom that it would be if it was going to be the Ravens.
Yeah, we're already in a pretty like strange
place. It's a pretty
place.
Doomy and gloomy
place. Yeah, it's already, regardless of who the opponent is. Like, this offense has people very angry right now. I don't know if Stephon Diggs is angry or if he's just having fun, but if you missed it, Stephon Diggs, and we played some audio last week. Stephon Diggs is occupying his time these days doing two things: rehabbing his knee injury and doing Domino's commercials. You know, commercials for the emergency pizza that Domino's likes to provide. He's providing, what is it, a million emergency pizzas or something like that to people over the course of the holiday football season here. This was a commercial Domino's did yesterday. Listen to the very end where the Domino's delivery lady brings up, seemingly, the Texans' offense.
When you order Domino's online, we'll give you a free pizza to use in the future.
Now for the season, Stephon Diggs will have to watch this one from home.
So you'll have an emergency pizza when you need it most.
Thank Did you? All was there a baby only at your Domino's. Christmas festivities?
They really
this
missed
past
you
week?
Out there, huh?
The
tell me about it.
Hang on. Okay, that was that.
We're
that
playing.
Audio
that was the bunched. That was the commercial added to you asking me about me hating babies.
Yeah. But Jordan, it sounds like the opening segment is playing underneath that audio.
When you order Domino's online, we'll give you a free pizza to use in the future.
Out for the season, Stephon Diggs will have to watch this one from home.
So you'll have an emergency pizza when you need it most.
Thank you.
All good?
Only at Domino's.
They really miss you out there, huh?
Tell me about it.
Oh!
Tell me about
they
it.
They really miss you out there.
What the hell, Stephon?
Tell me about it.
It only took until the second to last day of the year. Well, yesterday was the third to last day of the year for Stephon Diggs to say something, this time on traditional media, not social media,
right,
that might be considered divisive. If this is a team where people actually were even checked in emotionally right now, they would be irate about this. That's messed up. It's messed up.
You're right. It was a good litmus test yesterday. I'm like, ooh, when I saw that commercial, I'm like, oh, what's X saying about this right now? And there were a few people. They were like, hey, here's a thing that Stephon Diggs was not getting a lot of, Seth. Pushback on his opinion and his take about the second, about the Texans' offense.
I'd love to argue with you, but yeah, it's kind of, especially with Tank Dell gone.
Yes.
My big impression after watching the offense, you know, rewatching that game, which was a miserable experience, was, man, there's just not a lot of speed out there.
No.
Everything is plodding and slow and gunky, and it sure would be nice to have Tank, because Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs, whether they were producing or not, like at a high level, it was a problem for defenses. There's a lot of speed to be accounted for when those guys are out on the field.
Well, you know who was producing at a super, super high level with the two of them out there? Nico Collins.
Yeah.
You
good
know,
point, Sean.
Nico Collins. And Nico's still, you know, he's still, you know, 3 catches, 60 yards, 74 yards. But since coming back, he's had one 100-yard game.
Well, and there's just there have been too many drops by Nico.
Yeah.
It's not like he all of a sudden has horrible, horrible hands or anything, but there have been some big strikes that he's had opportunities to make in the last couple of weeks that he didn't make. Everything feels like you're running on fumes right now. And yes, they could use Stephon Diggs' speed out there. I could do without his shots at how bad they look without him. Dang it.
I was surprised by that. Watching that commercial, I'm like, did he basically just say, yeah, they sure do miss me?
You know how these shoots go. They probably had him read off 20 different lines, and that was the one that they liked, and it worked. I mean, I don't know, man.
Was he paying attention to all the lines he was reading? Like, literally, he just said,
true.
Tell me about it.
He's got this reputation as a diva, and he doesn't want to be a diva, so he's like, I'm not going to sit here on the commercial set and say no. No, director, I will not read that
line.
Well,
that's true. He didn't want to be a commercial diva.
So he ends up being a diva to his old team pointing out how miserable it is without him.
Does this affect at all your desire to have Stephon Diggs back as a Houston Texan next year?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not worried about it.
Me neither. Beggars can't be choosers. They probably will not. It looks like they won't have Tank Dell next year. You know what I mean? Like, you got to get guys. You need at least one other guy a defense respects, and actually that applies to this game against Tennessee in the postseason as well. They needed, to your point, they need another guy out there that defense has to respect. That ain't John Metchie. That ain't Xavier Hutchinson. It ain't Robert Woods. It ain't Jared Wayne. It's Deontay Johnson.
Not Jared Wayne, unless you want to have another Tank Dell situation. Kylie Wong had a similarly horrific knee injury. And, you know, Kylie was a linebacker, wasn't, you know, nearly, nobody's as fast as Tank Dell. But I remember he came back, he got injured midway through the 2005 season.
Okay.
And it was ugly. It was really bad. And I think he tore all his ligaments, the ACL, MCL, PCL. But he came back and played the next season and had a hard time with it. You know, that was D'Amico's rookie year. And I remember sitting in the training room with Kylie, who's just putting on a heroic effort to be out there playing. And I just relayed to him what Brandy had said while she was watching, which was that D'Amico makes all the plays that Kylie used to make. And I was saying it more as a compliment to D'Amico. And Kylie was just like, thanks, Seth.
Bro.
Thanks. Like, Kylie was there about to make the play, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, D'Amico comes flying in. And that was just kind of how it went for him there.
And that was Kylie's last year. It was 2006. Yeah. He played 10 games, didn't start in any games, played in 10 games, and that was it. So that doesn't make me feel good about Tank.
Well, it's 20 years later, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta just hope and think. It's funny, because I had multiple ACL tears in my career, or at least multiple ACL surgeries. I had a botched revision I had to do. And I used to think of myself kind of as an expert on ACL repairs. And then I realized in having a conversation with a doctor last year, like, oh, I don't know squat about how they do things these days.
Yeah,
he was explaining how they probably would do it differently this day and age, and where maybe I would have recovered better, but whatever. So yeah, I would hope that, especially with a lot of the the growth factors and everything they use now, maybe it's way more realistic than it was back in the day.
I hope so, man. I hope so. I feel horrible. I feel horrible for Tank. Do you think that Deontay Johnson gets a normal wide receiver's amount of snaps in this game?
That's the million-dollar question in terms of, hey, if you're gambling on this game, all right, if Davis Mills starts and you've still got, I don't know why they would rest any of the offensive linemen. I'm curious to see where those guys went on vacation, by the way, but on this little mini bye week.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that. I'd like Deontay Johnson to get as ingrained in the offense as possible, so he doesn't need any rest. He got a good chunk of rest up there in Baltimore.
He's been resting all year, yeah.
So I would just say, let's go find that magical Davis Mills-Deontay Johnson connection if CJ's not going to play.
So it's going to lead us to the promised land, the Davis Mills-Deontay Johnson connection.